views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show, Psychic Cup of Coffee, with Kelly Setliff on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a gifted psychic medium who has worked in her industry for over 14 years. During this hit show, Kelly will be offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief and share with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. It's all about keeping psychic ability real and how it is a part of our world every single day. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? Call 1-800-930-2819 with your questions. Now here is your host, Kelly Setliff.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening today. I have a lot to talk about, actually, and really kind of crazy is actually before I was going on the air today, I was watching the Dr. Phil show because they were featuring a couple psychics on, and I always like to see, you know, how the media presents us as you know, people in our field. And as I was watching the show, and I do know a few of the people who were reading on that program and how the program was put on. But what I was amazed at is that one of the readers actually was starting to read someone. And obviously when you do, you know, the group settings and that kind of thing, you'll pick up people from an audience. I'll do that too. And, you know, you start to give evidence or things that they would recognize actually in their reading. What really kind of bummed me out is one of the readers, the psychics, actually were giving a reading to someone who, you know, wasn't in the audience and came through in Skype. And as this person is giving the reading, he starts talking about the person's sexuality and how he hasn't come out yet to his family. And all of a sudden, there's a grandpa coming through in the reading. And then Dr. Phil's programming shows up with, you know, a picture of the grandpa. Okay. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, really? Really? To me, that look all staged. And this kid is using the format or what have you to, you know, disclose his, you know, personal situation and how he may be getting married to somebody, his partner. And this psychic is going forward and giving this reading, but then the pop-ups keep coming up with the grandpa who he's connecting with. And I'm like, you know what? You had all the format. You had all the opportunity to really do, you know, a proper reading when you start to give information like it should be and not ask questions and say, you know, do you have a grandpa in spirit? Well, you got a 50-50 chance saying yes, right? Instead of saying, I have a grandfather here, he looks like this, and you start giving the details of things. And so that you can prove the evidence. So it really kind of dismayed me because I was like, I was looking at this program and I'm thinking, you know what? That's not how we work. We don't use props. We don't use pictures of props when they come through. You know, you're distancing, you know, the whole process of actually how mediums work. When I work, I don't pull out a prop. All right. I know it's, again, everything can be staged for TV, but again, as a medium and how my whole program has always worked is actually, and how, you know, in this, the work that I do as a psychic medium is to show everyone that this is the connection. This is how it is real life. This is how we have intuition. This is how, you know, it works. And you show the evidence and you prove the evidence and you give description and you give all kinds of detail as much as you can give to that person. So you can read it, read for them, not use, you know, camouflage props so that you can show that you're reading for someone. I was like appalled. And then Dr. Phillips, like trying to like, you know, jump through hoops, this guy, he's like, well, you know, you're going to get the taping of the date of when this show is going to come on and you can let your family know ahead of time because this guy didn't even disclose that he was gay yet to his family. So it's really like, my mouth just kind of dropped. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that they're actually, that medium would want to portray that or use that as a format. That's not okay. And so you know, it is what it is. Obviously, you know, there was good parts of the show, too, and some other mediums that were on also, too, were good. And not to say that this person who wasn't reading, this person isn't, you know, a valued medium. But it's, again, you know, I'm all about the image girl, like, you know, wanting to make sure that, you know what, the work that we do is proper. And maybe that comes back from my training, because as a medium, I trained with people from England and Scotland and Ireland, and I made sure, you know what, it's very boundary oriented. It's very, you know, you don't disclose anything that might hurt somebody later on. That's why it's so important, actually, that you know, it's just, you know, why it's really important for everyone, actually, to pay attention on who you go to a reading with, who has credibility. You know, don't let anybody schnooker you, as I say, you know what, in falsifying information or being kind of like a charlatan, okay? You know, lots of times, you know, when you can bump into people or let's, you know, you're at a fair and there's a psychic there and, you know, for $20, I'll read you for 15 minutes, that kind of stuff. You know, is the person really reading you? Is it really valuable? Is it, you know, not to say that you can't get a good reading for 20 minutes, for $20 or, but to be kind of cautious. And I was so expecting actually more when I saw this promotion with the show. And you know what? It came off, you know, pretty Hollywoodish. I hated it. And because that's not what psychic mediums are. Psychic mediums are not Hollywoodish. You know what? Don't buy into it. And those venues of people who chose to be Hollywoodish, guess what? They're not around anymore. Because that's not the kind of holy energy or the spiritual energy that it takes to work with this gift. And once you start going down that road and about all that aspect of things or that image or that type of forte that people kind of drawn into, sure, it's going to get you publicity. Sure, it's going to get you PR. It's going to get you readings. It's going to make you money. It's going to sell a book. But you still have to remember, what's your foundation? What's the foundation as a medium? Where are you coming from? What is your goal? What is your energy going to keep in on the uptake of things so that it balances you? And I think actually, and so that, you know what, you can be looked at as actually someone who really understands this world and someone who actually goes out to actually do good with this work, which is really leading into the part of the show that we're really going to dive into before we take questions from everybody today. But it's really about actually all of us psychics out there who actually volunteer our time and work actually in some capacity as psychic detectives. So that's kind of the theme of the program for the next hour. And I'm going to share with you actually how important that role is to me and how it evolved. And not all psychics choose to be a psychic detective and do detective work with missing people. It's pretty tough work, to be honest with you, because it's an emotional work, especially when you work on cases with children. You know, it can be heart-wrenching. And, you know, I can remember when my son was 3 and we were visiting my mom and dad for their 50th wedding anniversary. And, okay, at the time, I had, Avery was like 3 months old and I was pregnant, actually, with my 3rd baby. It was kind of the joke of the 50th anniversary. But I remember he got out of the house and he had unlocked a door and he went in the neighborhood and I couldn't find him. And I was like, never in my wildest dreams, so frightened in my whole life. It was terror. And I can't imagine, like, you know, for the families that have missing people, it is terror. It's a pure terror. And when I work on cases, I always remember back actually that feeling of terror of not having my baby, where he was. And it turned out, actually, Matt went 3 doors down, actually, at 3 years old to go play with the neighbor kid. And the babysitter let him in the house because they thought that it was just a child in the neighborhood. And, you know, little kids are just like, hey, come on in, that kind of thing. And, of course, my little 3-year-old was like, hey, can I come in? And, of course, they let him in. So, you know, the whole police thing was involved and it was really kind of crazy. But, and the police that showed up actually was my old boyfriend, that was a lovely scene, as you can imagine, like of all places you want your boyfriend to show up with, you know, these babies in tow, and I lost one. So again, you know what, the information of a psychic medium and how we work and how we dive into cases is really kind of an interesting process. So I want to, you know, share with you today on how important that is and how we really work and how we gather information, because you'll see shows on programming on it. You'll see interviews, or you'll see cases, or what have you. And really, it's really kind of amazing process of how we pull it all together. Because I work with national groups called Find Me. I work with a local group out of Boston University. There's a group of us called the Cold Case Collaborative, and we work together. And most of in those two groups that I work with, we work with national groups that are very, gathering of information so that we can all go forward to provide it for the state agencies. We're going to be breaking right now, and we're going to come back and dive into this subject so I can explain to you how real psychics work. It doesn't work just like throwing up, you know, pictures of grandfathers on TV stations and saying, "I have your grandfather here." So we'll be back in a minute, and we'll continue the conversation. Thanks, everyone.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions, and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com. Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Dave Blanchard, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you. It's a privilege to be with you. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The books are there. Today I Begin a New Life, The Observer's Chair. We have a brand new website, and with the new website, we are releasing the latest version of the Intentional Creation Assessment. This is an assessment unlike you've ever taken. It goes below the level of all of those things and measures how you think. It's the first time we've been able to identify with laser accuracy where our habits of thinking are serving us and where they may be sabotaging us. This is my labor of love, perfecting this axiological mathematical science that measures how we think. And write this down, office@augmandino.com, and just say, "I would like a free code." And next week when it's released, I will have my office send you a free code to take the assessment. You ever feel like you're crashing into a glass wall? You ever felt that way? You just don't know what it is. When I send you the code, you take the assessment, you'll know.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Shout, shout, let it all out. These are the things I can do
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I want to talk about being a psychic detective today and my work as, you know, in that role. And there's a lot of psychics out there that do a lot of good with their gift. And I want to reassure people of that. It's very important that people understand that, that we're not just all about, you know, consulting. And, you know, we oftentimes as groups of people or individually oftentimes work and we give back actually to the community in that fashion. So we volunteer our time and oftentimes, you know, with my work, I'm actually, you know, asked by families or I'm asked by people to help with cases. And for whatever reason, I'm able to do it. I never thought I could go down that road as a psychic detective because it's pretty tough work, as we talked about earlier in the segment, because it's very emotional. And especially when you get cases of young children who are missing. But you know what? We always look at it as a role as actually we're just one piece of the pie. You know what? In my work, I it's more or less you want to just provide the information and then the detectives take it and run with it, whether it be a cold case or current case, because they're really the experts in the field. We just can gather information or give information of what we see, feel, sense. And it's kind of like what I call is when I work on a case, it's like the psychic press release. And I talk about this a lot in my book called Listen Up, The Other Side is Talking, that's available, that just came out a few weeks back. And a psychic press release is like the who, what, when, where, and how questions, just like a press release would have, of when how this person went missing. And we go in and we answer those types of questions. And what people don't realize, actually, when a psychic medium works a case, or at least I do, when I work with national associations or local groups, that all I receive is the person's name who's missing, their birthday, a picture, and the location of where they went missing. That's it. Three or four pieces of information. And then we have to go in and fine tune it. And what we give back after we receive that information, it's kind of like a spreadsheet from Spirit. And that's the best way to kind of say it. So my spreadsheet from Spirit will be who the perpetrator is, what do they look like, do they have tattoos, what color car do they drive, what possibly could be the license plate number, who were they with, are there other names I'm getting with that person who went missing, is there someone else involved, can I get a name with that person, give me a location, even down to like the GPS components, if you can believe that. And we then, you know, the information then gets shared or sent together or collaborated by the detectives that I work with. And we then, you know, take a case and then we, you know, that information is shared with state agencies or federal agencies or possibly a detective who is working on the case privately for families or directly to families. I've worked on cases like that too. And so what transpires is that that opportunity comes along and we have to hurry up and dive into information. What is amazing to me, is that when I work on a case and we're in a collaborative situation, when let's say there's five or six psychic mediums and there's a few private detectives in the room, and we're gathering information, right? We all take the cases individually and we work first. And then what we do is we share the information as a group. I can't tell you how many times when I've worked on cases, when we share that information as a group, collectively, how concise it is. That's profound. So that shows me is the link to Spirit and the information where it's coming from is accurate, because you can't put 10 people in a room and everyone given that same three pieces of information and we then share the information and that it comes in almost consistent to what everyone else has. We also have as a group when we work on psychic group when we work on cases, we have some really great people who we call spirit artists. And what those people are and what's really cool is that they have the gift and the ability actually to use their art and to draw, okay? So I can obviously describe what I see, right? So I'll describe black hair, mustache, you know, to whoever this person is or if they have a scar in their face or whatever it would be, because I'm hearing it or I'm seeing it. So I'm using those senses actually so I can gather that information to give it. What a spirit artist does is they're seeing it. So they start drawing the information of who this perpetrator is or the location of where this person might be and hopefully still living or possibly not. and the location of what they see. I did a case one time, actually, and it was amazing to me because there was two spirit artists on it. And we were meeting at my office to go through this case. And in the case, when we were working on it, this two spirit artists drew the perpetrator separately. And then we meet at my office and they show the drawings. And the drawings are the same face. How's that? So, of course, then we gather the information, and then we sent it off to the state agency that we were working for at the time. So, you know, it's really interesting because here's how it works. And this is my take on it, is that, you know, we always work for the souls on the other side because the missing want to be found. There is no doubt about that. Someone doesn't want to be found when they go missing. They want to give closure to their families, their friends. They want to say, hey, this was negligence, or this circumstance happened and this is why I passed, or what have you. They want to make it right. They just want to go out in thin air or not be found again. And, you know, it can be, you know, there's a lot of different types of missing persons cases we work on. It's not just, you know, the typical case that you see where someone's gone missing, and that kind of thing with, you know, a child or adult or whatever. There's a lot of cases in the sense where it's runaways, or it's a situation where it could be an Alzheimer's victim to that disease who goes missing. There's a wonderful organization called Lost and Missing, and that organization is fantastic because that group of volunteers, that nonprofit that put this program together, they actually, you can be a part of their program, and oftentimes adults get kind of like screwed over, to be honest with you, when you go missing, because they're adults and, you know, agency can't take their cases because they're adults and they have a choice to leave or go missing, right? But oftentimes those are the situations at hand. It can be, a child with autism or an adult with autism or someone, like I said, with Alzheimer's or what have you. And I've never seen such a dedicated organization, because what's so fantastic about them is that they throw everything to the media, the group, the group, the website that they're on. I constantly get updates, and I don't know why this is, but it's really kind of a full circle day. But even today, when I was on my Facebook page and getting information from Lost and Missing, there must have been six, as they put, earthly bodies found. And that was kind of a, you know, that their bodies were found, people were found who were missing, and they're from all over the country. Okay. And that was kind of a heavy day to realize that the family will have closure, but that their bodies were at least found. You know, there's a lot of, thousands and thousands of people go missing every year in the United States and around the world. Can you imagine what that number is? And so we constantly are always, you know, working, trying to provide data and working with these families, or just providing, I got to be honest with you, half the families that I work for don't even know I'm working on it. I just do it, you know, as a volunteer basis. And we just provide the information and send it out to the organizations that I'm affiliated with. And in that way, you know, or sometimes we've gone on site in the past where we've given up our Saturdays to go on site to where the last place this person was found. And we go then and you know, give up our Saturday to go and try and find a break in the case, or work together and walk the land and see if we can find information. And so, you know, psychic mediums do a lot of good in our world. And, you know, it's not so much the Hollywood spin that a lot of people want to throw it out there of what we do. We actually, you know what, we can do some pretty groundbreaking things with our abilities. And you know what, I'm in the forefront of that and choose to be, because that's our gift. That's how it's supposed to be used, or how I feel it's supposed to be used. Sure, I do readings all the time. You know what? Talk about people's lives, futures, bring people through, pass the ones through in my readings for people. But, you know, there's a whole nother entity of psychic medium work as a psychic investigator that is so important that people understand that there's a lot of people doing a lot of good with that venue of work, because, you know what? Not all people can do it. And for the groups that I work with, I feel that we're pretty accurate, and we're able to help agencies get information so they can It can be solved, which is good help in the case. Not necessarily solved, but give information so that the process can take on, so it can be have another venue to be solved. We're going to be breaking and go to commercial pretty soon. And I just want to say, if anybody wants to call in, please do. We're going to take questions at the end of the segment, and we'll go from there. Be back in a minute, everyone.
Each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptom, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, this is Greg Braden. Best minds of our time tell us that our world is changing in ways that we've never seen. It's happening on a scale that we're not used to, and for most of us, it's all faster than we've been prepared to accept. In my new book, The Turning Point, Creating Resilience in a Time of Extremes, I invite you to join me as together we discover the roots of the change that's transforming our lives. There is a time when every crisis can become transformation. That time is called the turning point. In our world, that time is right now.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Say you will, say you won't. Make up your mind tonight. Say you do, say you don't.
Hi, everybody. Back to talking about psychic mediums and how we work as psychic detectives. And we're also actually towards the end of the segment, we're going to do some calls today if anybody wants to call in. I'll give you that number right now before I forget. It's 1-800-930-2819, and I'll be happy to take any calls that you might have questions about psychic detectives and how we work, or just questions about you. That's fine too. So I want to tell you a quick story is actually of listening to intuition and how important that is, because we can all actually be in our daily life a psychic detective. And that's using your intuition, that's balancing your intuition, that's listening when you kind of get that heads up, when your soul talks to you and says, hey, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't go out tonight, or maybe, you know what, this isn't the right person to be with, or what have you. And I really want to direct this kind of like gearing towards college kids, okay, and high school kids, because, you know what, we've all been in college, and it's just one big party, and it's a lot of fun, and it's meeting people, and we're very naive, and, You know, we think everybody's on the same page as us, right? And you know what? That's the beauty of being in your 20s, where, you know, you have that freedom of just being that person that you're going to grow up to be. Well, back in college, actually, I'm from the Midwest originally. So I went to Western Michigan University and in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And I was there and it was my senior year. And one day on a Sunday night, I was going to get ready to go for a run at, you know, our athletic complex and go to the track there and have a run. So it was around 4 o'clock and I'm lacing up my sneakers and I decide to not go for a run because in my head I heard shouted at me, don't go. Now, this isn't even like when I was always intuitive, but I was never like this world that I'm in now. Okay. As a 40-year-old. And so I was like, okay, I won't go. And probably back at then, you know, probably went out for a beer instead of going for a run when I think back. But in essence with that, the next day in November of 1987, there was a young girl, Julie Cunningham, who was doing the same thing I was doing. And she was going for a run that early evening. And they found her body the next day. And she was raped, strangled, and found underneath the bleachers. Horrific, right? Horrific. And can you imagine as a parent getting that phone call, you know, of what transpired with your daughter? Well, through that, in that moment, I was just like, oh my God, I couldn't believe I listened to my intuition. It could have been me. And she was just this young freshman girl, okay, from Vicksburg, Michigan, off to go do what every, you know, kid does in college is just go and do something. You know what I mean? As far as take a run, you know, go play ball, whatever, you know, walk alone. And it's really about following your intuition and listening, because I easily could have been that victim. Because I had the same plans as Julie Cunningham did. And when during that time frame, what had transpired, there was basically this kook that, you know, got let out of a mental institution. And he followed her and he's the one that killed her. And how they found him was he gave information to the police that was too spot on, that they were suspect, and realized that obviously he was the perpetrator. And, you know, the man ended up, you know, serving jail time forever. All right. And because he had murdered this young girl. And since then, there's, you know, been a Julie Cunningham scholarship every year. When I was that gives a freshman, you know, a semester full of, you know, free tuition in her honor. But on top of that, we actually formed a coalition called this program called Listen. It's called Take Back the Night, which is a national program. It's on many, many campuses throughout colleges, you know, for women to be safe and that kind of thing. And you walk through the streets basically with lighted candles in the evening. And you know what? You create awareness and programs so that women can feel safe. And this was in her honor. And I stepped right up to be a part of that program and work from a student perspective. But again, it's about listening to your thoughts, your intuition, because see, our intuition is always there. It's always there. It never leaves us. And we just got to pay attention more so that, you know what, we consequently will listen to it. That's kind of like the title of my book, Listen Up, the Other Side is Talking, because your intuition is really talking to you. Your loved ones are talking to you. Your guides are talking to you. We all just need to, you know what, take a step back and trust it and make sure that, you know what, when we get those hunches, when we get those feelings, every time when I get a case and I look at a case, I think, oh my God, I know, you know what? Why didn't that person listen? Why didn't they get their tune in? I mean, as a young child, I get it that they can't sometimes, they don't. But as adults, by God, you know what? Our intuition's around us all the time. And it is also with us. We can all remember as a young child, you know, feeling things or saying, oh, maybe I shouldn't do that because my mom wouldn't want me to walk down that street. But temptation gives itself temptation and you walk down that street. So that's the guidance. That's the intuition that actually that I want everybody to be aware of so that, you know what, I don't get a case of yours to work on or your child's case, that you talk to your kids about using that second hunch, that second voice that we have in our inner thoughts. And you have a conversation with them, say, whenever you get that information or those thoughts or those psychic hits, by God, you better listen to it because it's being given to you by you know, I say by God, right? Because you're giving, being given it to by that type of intuition and that love vibration so that you can listen to it, so you can follow it, so you can't be harmed. That's a huge point that actually so many people who work as psychic intuitives on cases and work as psychic detectives, that we want everybody to understand that follow it, listen to it, don't be naive to it. Don't be in situations where it's going to get you in trouble or get harmed. I mean, to this day, my 85-year-old mother still says to me, Kelly, be careful, when I, you know, after I get off a conversation with her. Well, guess what? Spirit tells you to be careful too. They do that through those hunches that you get, that intuition that you get. And that's what's so very, very important that we all get today. You know, when we work as a collaborative, when we work on a case, you know what, as I explained, you know what, there'll be evidence that comes through, and, you know, we think as intuitives that we shut it off, but we don't, because when I work on a case, it just constantly comes, and I'll get it in bits and pieces, and you know, and I think I'm shut off, but I'm really not, and, you know, but I'll still get evidence, and when I get evidence, it resonates with me, because people would think, oh my gosh, why don't you get the exact location and this and that and the other. And you got to remember, it comes through kind of like a radio that's kind of like shaky. So sometimes it can't be as accurate, but by goodness, once we get accurate information and then we provide it, that's what is the confidence it has to the detectives, because they have all the information. They have so much information on a case. I always feel actually that as our cases would be solved more, and we wouldn't have as many cold cases in our world today if a psychic medium and a detective worked together on all their cases, and the information that could be provided for, especially early on in an investigation, would be so much more helpful to that case, because I can see things that maybe that detective can't see. But I will tell you this, that every detective out there who chooses to be a detective when they grow up and be that for a living, they have a lot of psychic ability. And even though they wouldn't want to call it that, because, you know, sometimes those egos can get in the way, but their intuition and their gut feelings are spot on, because they're being driven by it, by an intuitive gift that they all have. Thank goodness they have it. So again, it's all about our intuition, how we work, how it plays into play, so that we can all obviously access it, listen to it. And that's what's imperative, actually, that everyone understand as we're talking today of how important that is for everyone. We're going to run to break, everybody. If anyone wants to call in with a question or ask me a question today using my intuitive gift, please call in at 1-800-930-2819. Be back in a minute.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Hey, Dr. Joe Dispenza here. Just wanted to take a moment and thank everybody for listening to me on the Dr. Pat Show. People who want to know where they can order the book, you can get it on Amazon as a pre-order. Our release date is April 29th of this year. If you pre-order, you can get some really great downloads, testimonials of people that actually heal themselves of cancer and some chronic conditions. In addition to that, you'll have four principles of what it takes to have remission of a disease. Thank you so much for the opportunity to see you.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
I have the pleasure of actually working with pretty cool detectives actually in the line of work that I do. And there's one gentleman actually that we work with a lot. His name's and we work with a group out of Boston University. And he runs the private detective certification program. And what's really funny is actually he always says, like, having a psychic on a case is like having a case on steroids. And that's kind of a funny statement. But it's very true that psychics kind of have that effect that, you know, we just gather and it flows and it flows and we just give the information and it just goes. And it's pretty organized. Like, you know what? Or you have to be pretty organized when you get the information. You just can't say, okay, I have a person who's passed and I see trees where they are or this, that, and the other. You can't be like that generic. You got to be real specific. So you have to ask or be specific, or at least I do, just say, hey, you know what? I want where this location is. Give me something really specific with that area of what I'm going to find. And in doing so, that's where I can remember one case I was working on that I kept seeing in my mind's eye. And it, granted, you got to remember, it comes in obscure, it comes in quirky, right, with some information when it comes through. I can remember seeing an octagon shape. I can remember I can remember seeing a sailor's knot. Like, remember white sailor knot bracelets that everyone would wear. That was a real fad. Okay, and I was seeing that. And as we're walking on, and then I was also hearing gunshots. All right, when I'm tuning into this one case, and I'm like, holy cow, we're gonna go down to this location, and I'm not being shot. Like, that's like my. You know, instinct kicking in here as normalcy. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of spooking me out. Well, what it was is when we were walking on location that all of a sudden I look and there's an octagon picnic table as we're walking into this entrance of this kind of forest clearing area. There's my octagon shape, right? As I'm walking actually through this clearing and walking through this area, which was very buggy, to be honest with you, and I'm walking through, I look down and I see a rope, and it's a sailor's knot rope, just like I had seen, okay, in my vision or what have you, of the sailor knot of the bracelet. Come to find out, the person that we were searching for had worn a sailor knot bracelet. The man had worn that type of bracelet. And as I'm walking in this area, I hear gunshots. The gunshots that I were hearing was because there was a gun club not far from the location where we were searching. So see how evidence comes in? And it's a tool, actually, for us to, you know, follow and use. And we go forward, you know, within all of that. And that's how, you know, when I take it, run with it. And then obviously we're searching and we find the location of things. And we're kind of like, you know, big old, you know, sniffing track dogs. You know what I mean? But when we get on site, because that's how pronounced the information will come through, but we get it ahead of time too. So, You know what? But when we find the evidence of how we're being guided, right? Because the whole word is guide here of how we search. And we use our senses. We use our vision. We use our smells. We use our, you know, all types of any modality that spirit wants to use as a means and ways of giving us our psychic press release, we start to use, which is very, very important. And you got to remember, we're just the conduits to give off the information. That's all the role. No one wants to take the credit to say, I found that person. We use it to show the information that, you know, give it to the authorities. So any authorities that want to work with some good psychic mediums, I certainly have a plethora of them that we can work with. But you know what? That's the important part that everyone needs to know, that it's still a source for missing people, and it's still used, and it's still valued. And that's the component that is part of the message of this, of what we're talking about today, that you can use psychic mediums as a healthy source to help you in your missing persons case or solving cases. Because you know what? It's been around for years. The gift has been around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. It's been used as such. Don't taint it as a bad thing. Use it as just a tool that it can be, make the difference in how people can be found. And I, for one, have been pretty lucky in helping in cases to be able to find the missing, which has been, you know, like getting the Academy Award when that has happened. But it's important that everyone actually remember that you can use people in this capacity, because that's part of our volunteering. That's part of our work that we do. And it's an important source for everyone to understand that it's not something not to be dismayed, because it can provide closure and help to the agencies that are working on cases. And that's what's the important piece to that. And I want to share with everybody also, too, is that a lot of this I talk about in my book, actually in one of the chapters, is being a psychic detective. And Listen Up, The Other Side is Talking is available. Actually, it should be an ebook actually coming up this week. Actually, the print book is already out, and it's on Amazon.com. And it's at my website, which is psychic medium, Kelly, KELLE.com. And you can access it actually through my website, and I can send you a copy signed, which is kind of cool. And I'm heading off to New York, which is really good, tomorrow, because my book is going to be at Book Expo, which is a fabulous location, because it's every publisher in the world is going to be there in New York the next 3 days at the Javits Center. And my book will be there being displayed, which is really neat. So, but you know what? I want everyone just to remember, use your own psychic intuition. Use your gift for this ability, because it's an important piece actually for everyone to use in their daily life. And to trust it. Trust your intuition to stay safe. I say that all the time to my kids. Stay safe. Stay safe. How do you stay safe? You listen to your gut. You listen to your intuition. And by doing that, that's the important piece that we all, even as adults, need to understand. And, you know, to share with your children, with everything, so that, you know what, they know to trust it. Don't be... You know, I was fortunate actually that, you know what, that day when I think back, going back to college, that I didn't jump on that track and go running. And, you know, and I often think though too, you know, as humans, what do you think too? Is you think, oh my gosh, what if I would have been there? Maybe I could have helped that girl because I had the same plan to be there at the same time she was. And, you know, that's I think that's why as a person, I got so involved with the Take Back the Night program so it couldn't happen to anybody else. So things like that, intuition shifts us too, to do good, because our intuition is used to be do good for people too. And experiences that we have, you know, to shift us to do good for others. But you know what? In the heartache of actually of all the cases that I've worked on and still continue to do, because like I said, you'll find me, okay, you know, in between loads of laundry, having a cup of coffee, driving the kids to their programs, that kind of thing. You know, I work on cases and then send off the information. So, you know, in my spare time working on that, because I feel it's an important place in our world to be able to give back. And, you know, so don't detectives feel that way too? People who are retired work in this field and work with people who have this ability like us, and they see that the presence of how important that is and how we can run with it. And it's not this hocus pocus crazy stuff that you see through TV and different stuff like that. it's really about, you know, using that into using it for the good of family. Because family is also the spirit on the other side. That's our family. That's, you know, we work with them so that we can provide information and love and energy to their loved ones that are still left here. So psychic detectives work with all families. Remember that. They work with, you know, the loved ones who are missing, the loved ones who are past, trying to make it right so that everyone can actually find, you know, the person who is missing and working those cases. So don't ever discount not using a psychic medium and a good psychic who's credible if unfortunately you ever run into those circumstances, and let's help that you never do. So thank you, everybody, for being on our listening to the program today. We're going to have an awesome guest next week. It's going to be Nancy Smith. She has a program called Angelscapes, and we're going to talk about angels next week and how they guide us and how to use them. And we'll be continuing that conversation next Tuesday at 4 o'clock Eastern Time and 1 o'clock Pacific, and we'll see you then. Have a great day to everyone.
You've been listening to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Tune in for this hit show every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they've lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? For more information and to contact Kelly, visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com or call 978-420-8213. Again, that's 978-420-8213. See you next week.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings. And visit Artie at artiehoffman.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.